Novelist and pioneering journalist Tom Wolfe has died at the age of 88, but what a legacy he has left in print as well as on the big screen among his books, The Bonfire of the Vanities and The Right Stuff.
With us now, Mike Sager, best-selling author and award-winning journalist who's written for many years for The Washington Post, Rolling Stone, Esquire. So we've been hearing and seeing from people all day saying he was a big influence on me. Was he on you, and what made him so different?
Well, he was the biggest influence on me, really. Quite by accident, I came up much the same way as he did as a young reporter at The Washington Post. And several years into my tenure there, I started feeling constrained by the very sort of literal-minded use of the five W's and the H of journalism to make stories go. I wanted, had more literary pretensions. And suddenly someone introduced me to Tom Wolfe and his book called The New Journalism. And if there was ever an epiphany in my life or a come-to-God moment for my profession, that was it.
And for those who may not be familiar with the term, and correct me if I'm wrong, new journalism really is the idea of using sort of narrative techniques that you would use for a novel, writing a novel, and using them with facts, of course, for journalism. Is that pretty much it? Very simple.
Correct.
But, yeah.
In the early days, it was sort of poo-pooed because people would think, oh, this reads so well, he must have made it up. But then over the years, we've learned, and now it's become this thing that we all know and love called long-form journalism, and the radio journalism that we hear a lot of the times is related to that, using all the senses, using a sense of drama to convey the real happenings of a news event or a crime or just, and in Wolf's case, I think what he really brought to the table was this practicing a form of social anthropology where he went out and, you know, the terms he coined, like the Me Decade, he was speaking about the generation, the right stuff. So many words, good old boy, radical chic, all these things that he coined after like sort of putting a microscope up to society and then giving us a really high energy, even like over the top sort of writing, including lots of exclamation points and capital letters. He loved using his whole full keyboard effect.
But here's the weird thing, though, Mike, about him. Earlier on, he was quoted as saying, in fact, I heard an interview with him saying it, that he wanted to be a novelist, then decided that real life was much more interesting, so he went into journalism and then new journalism. But yet, as he got older, he went and wrote a novel.
It's true. And, you know, it's funny because when he was younger, he wrote a manifesto declaring that journalism should have the elements of a novel, which became, you know, the book The New Journalism. Then later, as he matured, he wrote another manifesto declaring that, you know, it was during the time of minimalist fiction, Raymond Carver and those sorts of people. And he wrote, you know, fiction should be based on real life. And, you know, doing the reporting, and that's what he sort of ended up doing. And, you know, as a journalist, I've been practicing 40 years now myself, and, you know, after a while, you feel like you have learned something. In the beginning, you feel like you don't know anything and that life has to teach you. But then after a while, the constraints of journalism become a stronger thing, and he turned to you know, fiction writing with quite, you know, great effect.
This is something that is imitated to this day in the feature sections, the feature stories newspapers, to varying degrees of success.
Absolutely. And, you know, maybe on this day, it's Tom Wolfe, you know, he had a lot of energy. He might have been a writer that could have been on Broadway, and you'd say he was louder, faster, funnier. But he was also an exhaustive researcher.
He also dressed weird.
The suits and the hats and the
weird,
pocket squares.
Which has invited, which it sort of influenced me to be different as one's being like one's parents might make one be different. So I'm always dark and I'm always sitting on the floor with people. But yes, he sort of, you know, I think for the kind of work he did, it's necessary to be sort of an other.
That's Mike Sager, best-selling author, journalist for many, many years. Mike Sager, thanks for joining with us. So just wrapping up what you were just saying, yeah. I saw a quote from him saying, somebody asked him, well, why do you dress like that mm-hmm. when you go to all these stories? He said, well, if I go to interview NASCAR fans and I dress like them, they're going to know I'm an imposter. If I dress like this, they're going to say, well, this guy's from a different world. Let me go tell him about mine.
Yeah, no, he expensive clothes, but weird.